Sharing Time, Joseph Smith asked Heavenly Father to help him choose the right, by Karen Ashton. Men are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death, according to the captivity and power of the devil. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. Joseph Smith asked Heavenly Father to help him choose the right. Do you know the name of the person who organized the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, established a bank, a newspaper, and a printing office, supervised the building of the church's first temple, initiated extensive missionary work, made a translation of the Bible, received keys of authority from Moses, Elias, and Elijah, and translated the Book of Mormon? If you answered Joseph Smith, you are correct. Joseph lived with his large family on a farm. He worked very hard helping his father and brothers clear trees from the land, care for their animals, and plant crops. Because his help was needed on the farm, he rarely was able to attend school. When he was 14 years old, there was great excitement in his community about religion. There were many churches, and each one thought it had the truth. Joseph did not know which church he should join. He loved Heavenly Father and wanted to do what was right. He wanted to choose the right church to join. He said, "What is to be done? Who of all these parties are right? Are all they all wrong together? If any one of them be right, which is it? And how shall I know it?" Joseph Smith History 1, verse 10. One day while he was studying the Bible, he read, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." James chapter 1, verse 5. Joseph decided to ask Heavenly Father which church was right and which he should join. On a beautiful spring morning, he went to a grove of trees and knelt to pray. As he began to pray, a frightening evil power came over him. He felt that he was going to be destroyed. As he called out to Heavenly Father to save him, a pillar of light came from heaven and rested upon him. The evil feeling vanished, and he saw two bright and glorious beings standing above him in the air. One of them spoke to Joseph, calling him by name, and said, pointing to the other, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. Joseph saw Heavenly Father and his son Jesus Christ. He listened carefully as Jesus told him not to join any of the churches. Joseph wanted to choose the right. Heavenly Father and the Savior were pleased with his desire and helped him understand what was right. Because Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ knew that Joseph Smith would always strive to choose the right and be obedient to whatever they asked him to do, they chose him to restore the true church to the earth. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Have the children sit in a circle. Explain that opposition in all things means that we have choices. Give examples of opposites: hot, cold, happy, sad, good, evil, light, dark, honest, dishonest, etc. As music is played, have the children pass two different colored beanbags around the circle. When the music stops, the child holding one beanbag gives a word that has an opposite. The child holding the other bag guesses what it is. Explain that one of the greatest blessings that Heavenly Father has given us is agency, which means that we are free to choose from the opposites and varieties in life. Explain that when we choose the right, Heavenly Father blesses us. Suggest that they share this activity with their families. 2. Tell the children that one of the most precious gifts Heavenly Father has given them is their agency. In the Scriptures, we learn how individuals in the same story made different choices. Divide the children into four groups and give each group scriptural references to such a story. Give them time to read and discuss their story, then share it with the whole primary, pointing out the different choices made by the people in it. Make a list of these stories for each child and suggest that they share this activity with their families. 1. King Noah and his priests listen to Abinadi. Read Mosiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, and verses 11 through 2. 2. Cain and Abel make sacrifices to the Lord. Read Moses chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, and verses 29 through 35. 3. Nephi and his brothers go back to Jerusalem to get the plates. Read 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, verses 11 through 15, and 28 through 31. 4. Alma's son Shiblon and Corianton go on missions. Read Alma chapter 38 preface, Alma chapter 38 verses 2 through 4, Alma chapter 39 preface, and Alma chapter 39 verses 1 through 4. 3. Explain to the children that many songs they sing in primary help them choose the right. Give each class a slip of paper with the title of a primary song on it. Give them enough time to practice and discuss their song, then have each group sing it for the entire primary and explain what good choices it helps them make. Have the entire primary sing the song. Bear your testimony about how these songs, all from the children's songbook, help you when you have to make a choice. Nephi's Courage, page 120. Be courageous and choose to do what the Lord commands. I Feel My Savior's Love, page 74. Follow the Savior and give my life to Him. I'm trying to be like Jesus, page 78. Love one another, show kindness, be gentle and loving. The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77. Have faith, believe in Jesus Christ, honor His name, do what is right, follow Christ's light and proclaim His truth. Dare to do right, page 158. Do right, be true, and do your work bravely, kindly, and well. Love one another, page 136. Love one another. 4. Invite 3 adult ward members, including 1 member of the bishopric, branch presidency if possible, to share with the children a time when they had to choose between obeying or disobeying a commandment. Position the 3 adult members in separate areas in the room. Divide the children into 3 groups and have them rotate from speaker to speaker. 5. Discuss with the children how to make good media choices. Remind them of My Gospel Standards, which appears on the back of the Achievement Days booklet. Discuss the standard, I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. Ask the children to share personal experiences of times when they made good decisions about which television shows or movies to watch. Read Brainwashing, Friend, November 1995, pages 2 through 3. Suggest that the children share this story with their families during family home evening. Give each child a copy of My Gospel Standards to take home. 6. For additional resources on the topic, Choose the Right, see these friend articles, stories, and sharing time pages. Heavenly Father's Plan, April 1995, pages 36 through 37. The Courage to Choose the Right, July 1991, pages 12 through 13. Clean Thoughts, November 1995, pages 4 through 5. Choose the Right, March 1995, inside, front cover. End of Sharing Time, Joseph Smith Asks Heavenly Father to Help Him Choose the Right, by Karen Ashton.